This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not a victory Monday on the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz live from Chickie's in South Philly. Brandon Graham show at 6, Players Lounge at 7. Ike, the winning streak ends. How we feeling?
Well, damn sure not feeling good today, brother Spike. Jackie Baseball, glad to see your team is still alive and finally has a pulse and doing something over there.
Awake.
Holla at you, boy.
Lifting up the spirits of the city. The Philadelphia Phillies, baby. What a weekend. What a weekend. Jesus Luzardo of Philadelphia Phillies.
Awesome.
Top story.
Yep.
Always the finger on the pulse.
So, Ike, where are you at, man? Eagles lose to the Commanders. The dream for the one seed pretty much over. That game, yeah. Where are you at?
Well, I mean, listen, you come away from this game with mixed emotions. I'm not going to overreact to the actual loss, right? Like, they're 12-3 right now. They're still in a very good position, albeit the one seed certainly is not likely now after losing yesterday. But being the number two seed and hosting your first game at home, if you win this division, that certainly is still within our grasp. I'm happy about that. They won 10 straight games. I would have liked for them to run the table. They didn't. You know, Jalen going down early in the game sort of clouds some things. Defensively, we took a step back yesterday. Gave up explosive plays. Mix-ups on defense. I know they got 5 turnovers. But still, they gave up a lot more explosive plays yesterday than I had seen throughout the course of a season. When you look at what this team has done as the number one overall defense in the league, they seem to be a little bit disjointed yesterday as a defense. Quite frankly, Spike, check this out. I don't know if you guys pay attention or not, but I had activity on Twitter yesterday. I didn't even realize that Jake Elliott was not our kickoff guy.
I saw that.
I had no idea.
It's been the whole year.
Yeah.
It's been man the whole year.
Yeah, it's been that way all year. But here's the thing, I'll say that. Listen, I'll take that L. I got no excuse for that. But here's what I'll say to that. The fact that I don't pay attention to kickoffs because they're basically irrelevant in today's game. So unless you're giving up kickoff returns or you're kicking the ball out of bounds, I don't really notice what's happening with the kickoff. You know why I noticed Jake Elliott wasn't the kickoff guy yesterday?
Because we weren't good on kickoff.
That was quite the worst kickoff performance of the season yesterday. That's why I noticed Jake Elliott was not the kickoff guy yesterday.
I mean, it was the first kickoff. It didn't land in there.
And it continued throughout the day. It continued throughout the day. This hadn't been an issue all day. So you had that part going on as well. Offensively, listen, I don't know what to make of Kenny Pickett and what he did yesterday. Listen, he did an admirable job. It's a tough position to get thrown in that early in the game. You got that much time left. Listen, he started off a little shaky. I thought he made some plays at times, but he's Kenny Pickett. I'm not about to kill Kenny Pickett and blame him for yesterday's loss. He was okay. We lost that game because defensively, we couldn't get off the field. Now, I will say this. Offensively, You get five turnovers, you got to score more than 13 points off the turnovers. So that would help. But when you talk about collective and an all-inclusive, that's what that loss was yesterday. They all had a part in that loss yesterday.
215-592-9494. I feel like I'm way more upset about the loss than everybody else is. And I agree with you in terms of, look, they lost a division game on the road against a good team. They had won 10 straight games. In a vacuum, that game itself, you lose some games, you win some games, whatever. They win most of them. But I think given the context of where the season is and how important that game was, I thought it was a sloppy, undisciplined performance from the team, and this is the first time in weeks that I'm like, what are we doing from a coaching standpoint yesterday? So here's like why I think that was a pretty disastrous loss. We went from having a real chance at the one seed to no chance at the one seed. And I know everyone is confident in the team, but having to win three games in the playoffs rather than two, having to play the championship game on the road rather than at home, those are massive, massive differences. And it's why our Super Bowl odds are longer today than they were 2 days ago. It wasn't about how we performed yesterday. It was about the results of losing the game. And it was all preventable. Like, there was so much there that was preventable. I agree with you. Look, the offense is not going to look as good with Kenny Pickett as it does with Jalen Hurts. There's no chance that's going to happen. That's why Jalen Hurts is the starter and Kenny Pickett is the backup. But they did enough to win the game, I felt like, offensively. We ended up with 33 points. We're averaging 26 points. We have four personal fouls on defense. Four. We have two from CJGJ, the second one getting him thrown out of the game. We have Jalen Carter pushing over an offensive lineman after the play is done. We have Milton Williams pushing over a quarterback after the play is done. All very easy calls to make. We can cry about the refs, but those were very easy calls to make. It's so easy to make this about, well, we didn't have our starting quarterback. But we also had the 12-man on the field disaster. Yep. And also, like, we can make jokes about and Devontae Smith, look, he dropped the pass, but that's an enormous drop to have. Like, they win the game if he catches that pass. And we go back to the Atlanta game, and we said the same thing. Yes. It's not like, you know, Jalen, it wasn't the greatest game in the world, but he put the ball where he needed to put it on that big play, and Saquon dropped the ball just like Devontae dropped in this one. So I just, like, from a... And I know people will disagree with me on this, when Devontae drops that pass, I go for it on fourth down, on fourth and two. The early passing from Kenny Pickett was there the entire game. If there's one thing that he does pretty well, was get the ball out quickly, get the ball out accurately in those quick passing plays for 5-6 yards, I would have gone for it. But I just can't, from a coaching perspective, I can't give Nick credit week after week after week after week after week when they come ready to play. But when they do what they did yesterday, it just seemed like the defense took their eye off the ball yesterday and did not play with discipline, did not play with focus. That's why we had three touchdown drives in the fourth quarter, each of over 50 yards. And I know we're giving them a short field with special teams. Yeah. But
that's huge.
It's enormous.
That's huge.
You can't let that happen. And I thought, I don't think the Eagles season ended yesterday. That's not what I'm saying.
Of course not.
That's not what I'm saying. But I do think our road to the Super Bowl got exponentially harder after losing that game yesterday. That is what's frustrating, because the game was there to win. Kenny Pickett or no Kenny Pickett, the game was right there, and we didn't grab it.
But it only got harder because you're not going to host the NFC Championship game.
And because you have to play a first-round game, and you wouldn't have otherwise.
Yeah, but that falls in the host of the NFC Championship game.
But
as the number one seed, which we already knew it was going to be tough for them to get. They still needed help, even if they won every game.
They did, but
they
needed
help.
It went from 40% chance to a 5% chance.
I agree with that, but I'm saying the only reason that is, it's not because they are a less talented
team.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying.
Yes. Right?
So that's what I'm saying. I'm painting the picture of, they lost a game yesterday and they lost home field advantage. They're still, from a talent standpoint, in my opinion, the best team in the league. They did that yesterday on the road with a backup quarterback that played 90% of the game. 90% of the game. Like, they did that yesterday with the backup quarterback.
I agree with you. I don't think less of the team.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But
that's my point.
The circumstances make it a way worse loss.
Which is why Hold up. Which is why I've been yelling about the number one seed
time. I agree with you. I said last
like
week.
The whole time how important the number one seed was. I've been yelling about that for weeks.
I agree with you. And by the way, last week when we got that win over Pittsburgh and Detroit lost, I came – like, you were right. I conceded that. I was right. The one seed was there. Like, it was it was not – only us. We had to win out, but we also – like, it was there, and we lost that yesterday. Jack, your thoughts on the loss?
Yeah, so I'm actually glad they lost, and it's not from the you hate the Eagles, blah, 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 blah. I think getting a loss, refocusing, the one seed felt like a long shot anyway. The two seed's locked up.
It's not locked up.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
It is not locked
up. Yes, it is.
The division isn't even locked up, Jack. The two seed is not locked up.
The two seed is locked up.
It is not locked up.
So now they can spend the next 2 weeks getting more ready for the postseason. They can rest some players. They can give up this faulty idea of going for the rushing title.
Do you think it's impossible they lose to Dallas?
Not impossible.
Okay, so the two seed's not
Jalen
locked up.
Jalen doesn't play. If Jalen plays, yes, they're not losing.
Cooper Rush playing pretty good football.
I don't give a damn what Cooper Rush is doing.
But, like, this team, I think it was good to have that kind of game yesterday to show that they are not invincible. And it's good to get a loss
out. They're not invincible?
Yes, it's always good.
Who the hell's out to prove that they're not invincible?
Well, they showed up yesterday feeling like they were invincible.
But I'm saying, who's out looking for that? To prove that we're not – what Eagles fan is saying, I want to make sure we're not invincible?
All I'm trying to do is look on the bright side of what happened yesterday. It wasn't that big of a deal. They played sloppy, and Jalen got hurt. If he plays, they win. They're going to lock up the two seed, and it was a good reminder that it's they're not invincible.
Well, here's the thing. I agree with mostly that, except the no nonsense about there's a reminder that it's not invincible. Only you would be thinking about that. Spike is right. Technically, the number two seed isn't locked up because the division is not even locked up. If they lose the next two games and Washington wins the next two games, I think Washington wins the division. So we haven't clinched the division technically yet.
Which we could have done yesterday.
Yeah.
Which we could have done. All right.
I'm just saying.
You guys are living in scaredy cat territory?
No.
Are you kidding me?
I'm just being honest.
We're going to lose the next two to Dallas and the corpse of the Giants?
Listen, quite frankly, you're looking at somebody that my consolation prize was always 21-05.
The rushing record?
Damn right. That's still in play.
It is in play.
He may have to play the final game of the season. Mm-hmm. So that was always my consolation prize. Did you see him yesterday running?
Yeah.
It looked a lot different without Jalen in there.
Well, and he still has 70-yard touchdown.
And by the way, that is the last thing I'll say from a coaching standpoint. I don't understand if you're going to have Kenny Pickett in there, who, by the way, is capable of running the ball. He's not Jalen, but he's capable of running the ball. If he's not going to run the ball, if he's not ever going to run the ball, why is every handoff out of shotgun like it's an RPO if he's never going to run the ball? Like, why are we not under center?
For sure.
Why are we not running the ball that way? Why are we not adjusting the game plan with a completely different quarterback in there? I can't figure it out.
They will this week if Jalen can't play.
And by the way, Nick Foles used to run the ball in the RPO occasionally just to show the defense that it could happen. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he was instructed not to run it or if he chose not to run it.
Well,
he's acting like...
That's him saying, just give the ball to Saquon.
Well, like Kenny, I got news for you. If you get hurt, there's another guy too. So I don't mind you running the ball. Go ahead. All right, 215-592-9494.
Kenny's out there like, hell, I'm trying to stay out here.
Yeah,
well... Yeah. But he also had hurt ribs and a hurt wrist at one point.
That's what I'm saying.
He said, I'm not running. You run the football.
All right. Corey in Columbus starts us off. Corey, you're on WIP.
I'm going to hit y'all with the Aaron Rodgers, the RELAX. Man, relax.
Been trying to tell people that, Corey.
You getting so aggressive. So you think we going to lose? Even if we lose to Dallas, you think we lose to the Giants?
I don't know. I don't think so. No.
Oh, with your boy Dable.
We're not losing to the Giants. And even if we do, if the Giants is dumb enough to win that game and drop from the first pick to the eighth pick, I hope they do that too, because they dumb as hell if they do that. Second of all,
that's another way to look at it. Yeah.
So second of all, look, yesterday, everybody, MVP, right? MVP. Our three best players on the team did uncharacteristic things. You had a major drop from Saquon, Devontae, and AJ. with on third down.
Yep, sabotaging Kenny.
I'm not giving Saquon a drop there. That was a play.
Oh.
That was a dime. That was a play. That was a play from the linebacker who finished a play and knocked the ball out of there. A drop is what happened with DeVonta Smith. That's a drop. That's a pass breakup from a Hall of Fame linebacker. I'm not giving Saquon a drop there. And it was an underthrown ball.
Dime.
But what I'm saying is, like, normally, like 99% of the time, all three of them is catching that ball, even if it was a great play. Like, normally, they making them catches, right? So it's like, it took that, you know, our defense, Cleon Mitchell, I don't know what happened to him yesterday. He gave us a touchdown in the week. I don't know if he got bored because, you know, they don't ever throw to him. So I don't know if he was a little bit lackadaisical or what. Like it gave the defense having the performance they had.
Well, the Mitchell thing, he bit on a fake. I mean, that's exactly what he got faked out of his shoes. I mean, he just he's had a great rookie season, but he got beat yesterday.
Right. But what I'm saying is, it's part of the game. I'm not going to sit up here. I get what you're saying. You upset. We had a chance to clinch all that. I guess, but like, let's be realistic. It was a bad game. Like, y'all sit up here, and I know ain't nobody say that yet. I've just seen a lot of, you know, innuendo and alluding to. When Michael Jordan ain't out there, it ain't out
here. Oh,
here
we go. No.
He ain't out.
No, no.
They scored 33 points, Corey.
When you need somebody to close the game, he can do that. And what I'm saying is,
can he put the ball right in his hands? What are you talking about?
Can you get that interception with Lee Blake?
Can he throw it right in his hands, Corey? What are you talking about?
All I'm saying is, it wouldn't even have got to that. It wouldn't even have got to that.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is, We played a bad game yesterday. We gonna rebound from it. I'm not gonna sit here and cry and act like it's over. Okay, we not gonna get the one seed. We lost the game. All right, Cowboys up next. All right, like, don't give it. Act like this don't.
Cowboys look tough right now.
Yeah, all right, and we don't.
That was a good game. That was a good game last night. No, you're right. No, and we'll be at home.
It took all that yesterday just for the Commanders to win with 6 seconds left. Like, it took off. The Commanders had to have – Jaden Daniels had 9 lives yesterday. Everybody praised me. He turned the ball over twice, right?
Yeah,
so,
yep.
So it's like, it took all of that for him to score on that last drive. We gave it up. Okay, that's bad.
And but that was like, after another short kickoff. What the hell was going on with the kickoffs yesterday?
And that's something else, too. The special teams. We got to get that figured out, too. And on the defense, I got to say this one thing. Darius Slay, he a great player. But this offseason, we got to move on from him. The in and out of the game, the dealing with the injuries and all that.
I don't know about that.
He was physical yesterday.
I don't know about it. I don't know if I'm moving. I hear you. I'm just saying, I had the thought yesterday during the game, we might need to bring Slay back. That was my thought.
With the in and out of the game. Like, it's like when you go in and out the game, that's the problem. And I'm going to end it with this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what nobody say about them personal foul penalties. If we on the street, and I can say the wildest thing ever to you, if I get punched in the face, you getting arrested.
So that was crazy.
If you put your hands on me, you better get it right. That's all I got.
No, that was crazy. That was crazy, the personal foul thing with CJGJ.
Well, at the very least, they both get personal fouls on that one. So CJGJ still gets thrown out later in the game.
Right.
Right? You know, like, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I need to know what he said.
Right.
During the Brendan Graham show today,
I can only imagine what he said.
Yeah, it'd be pretty bad.
Well, given what he said on his Instagram Live.
Yeah, I was going to say, it probably was a bunch of name calling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did he say on his IG Live? I didn't hear.
Oh, he was just cursing out the refs.
Oh, okay.
And he doesn't know why he got kicked out of the game and stuff like that.
215-592-9494. Reese in North Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Reese?
What's wrong, baby? I heard that.
I'm good.
The voice of reason's here. What's up, Reese?
Yeah, how you going to blame this loss on Jalen?
Listen, I'm going to give you, first of all, we got to give Jaden Daniels credit, man. He's a problem. He's going to be a problem this year. So that's one of the reasons, of the two reasons we lost.
Mm-hmm.
The second reason we lost, if the quarterback slides feet first and don't go head first trying to get extra yards, he don't get hurt. And then his team can depend on him the rest of the game. If we going to win the Super Bowl, another one of my issues with the quote-unquote all he do is win, technically he lost yesterday. That one on his record. But he got to stay in the game, man. He can't be risking his health. He's one player who can't risk his health. And another thing before I get cut off, if Hurts don't get hurt yesterday, I don't think we scored 33 points because before he went out, he was 1-for-4 for 11 yards. So I think people got to really look at the defense and understand that we don't score 33 points that much.
So you found the way to say that Jalen not protecting himself is the reason why he's at fault the Eagles lost yesterday.
$50 million for a reason. He has to make smarter.
Well, I guess you're right. Quarterbacks sliding feet first don't get injured, right?
I have never seen Hurts get injured sliding feet first. No, I haven't.
Oh, you've never seen Hurts get injured, but you have seen
other
quarterbacks
get injured. That's the quarterback of my team. I'm not worried about nobody else.
Oh, okay. We're talking about the act of sliding feet first, and you're saying that's what he should have done, as if
he automatically would not have gotten injured.
So I brought up the fact that other quarterbacks who have slid feet first have wind up getting injured as well.
When Trevor Lawrence's season.
Well, he knows exactly what I'm talking about. He knows exactly what I'm talking about.
No, but what I'm saying is Hurts takes too many hits. There's times he tries to run dudes over. It's just not a smart.
Reese, do me a favor. Like, if we're going to do this, and I don't mind doing it because it's stimulating to a certain degree, and I enjoy it. You can't do it when a guy plays 11 snaps and gets concussed, tried to come back in the game and was ruled out by the NFL. Like, if you're going to do the I'm the Hurts hater and I'll rip him every time, it's kind of distasteful when a guy sustained a concussion and you're going down that road. Like, let's do it with a little bit more couth. Hold on, let's do it with a little bit more couth because you're on our airwaves wasting time with this shtick, and I'm good with it. I'll go along with it, but you got to give me something that's more than just I'm just doing it for the sake of doing it if you really want me to entertain it. Because we're wasting the listeners' time with this. You're not bringing anything to the table. If you want to talk about the game and why they lost, we can do that. You're talking about Jalen Hurts, who went out after 11 plays after he got concussed. There is no point in what you're saying other than to try to be cute.
Tried to run the ball too much, and then he makes plays that's not smart as a court. Forget yesterday. He makes plays every week where he's trying to run somebody over.
The discussion today, other than Jalen Hurts being available next week, is all I want to entertain. You can save that for somebody else's. You can save this for somebody else. Well, I'm just saying, I just find it distasteful when a guy has a concussion and you want to debate his play from the day before. Like, I don't have time for that. So you can save that for another show, is what I'm telling you. I love you, Reese. I don't want you to be discouraged by this, but there's levels to what we do from 2 to 6. There's levels to what we do from two to six. Now you stepped in an area where you probably should have just thought about it before you decided to step in that area today. Jalen Hurts ain't the issue today. Okay? All right, I'm good. I say what I need to say. I'm good.
He got Danny Kanell'd.
I mean, you got to read the room, brother. Like, I ain't in the mood for that today.
All right, 215-592-9494. We'll hear what Baldy thought.
Your freaking quarterback got a concussion, and you want to do a Jalen Hurts stick today. I'm not in the mood for that.
We will find out what Baldy thought of Kenny Pickett's performance next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. If you need a last-minute holiday gift, how about a Chickie's and Pete's gift card? Everybody always loves those. You can get them here in person or online at chickiesandpete's.com. As I said, this is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's not a victory Monday on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz live from Chickie's in South Philly. Brandon Graham show at 6. Players Lounge at 7. Ike, the winning streak ends. How are we feeling?
Well, damn sure not feeling good today, brother Spike. Jackie Baseball, glad to see your team is still alive and finally has a pulse and doing something over there.
Awake.
Holla at you, boy.
Lifting up the spirits of the city. The Philadelphia Phillies, baby. What a weekend. What a weekend. Jesus Luzardo of Philadelphia Phillies.
Awesome.
Top story.
Yep.
Always the finger on the pulse.
So, Ike, where are you at, man? Eagles lose to the Commanders. The dream for the one seed pretty much over. That game, yeah. Where are you at?
Well, I mean, listen, you come away from this game with mixed emotions. I'm not going to overreact to the actual loss, right? Like, they're 12-3 right now. They're still in a very good position, albeit the one seed certainly is not likely now after losing yesterday. But being the number two seed and hosting your first game at home, if you win this division, that certainly is still within our grasp. I'm happy about that. They won 10 straight games. I would have liked for them to run the table. They didn't. You know, Jalen going down early in the game sort of clouds some things. Defensively, we took a step back yesterday. Gave up explosive plays, mix-ups on defense. I know they got 5 turnovers, but still, they gave up a lot more explosive plays yesterday than I had seen throughout the course of a season. When you look at what this team has done as the number one overall defense in the league, they seem to be a little bit disjointed yesterday as a defense. Quite frankly, Spike, check this out. I don't know if you guys pay attention or not, but I had activity on Twitter yesterday. I didn't even realize that Jake Elliott was not our kickoff guy.
I saw that.
I had no idea.
It's been the whole year.
Yeah, it's
been man the whole year.
Yeah, it's been that way all year. But here's the thing, I'll say that. Listen, I'll take that L. I got no excuse for that. But here's what I'll say to that. The fact that I don't pay attention to kickoffs because they're basically irrelevant in today's game. So unless you're giving up kickoff returns or you're kicking the ball out of bounds, I don't really notice what's happening with the kickoff. You know why I noticed Jake Elliott wasn't the kickoff guy yesterday?
Because we weren't good on kickoff.
That was quite the worst kickoff performance of the season yesterday. That's why I noticed Jake Elliott was not the kickoff guy yesterday.
I mean, it was the first kickoff. It didn't land in there.
And it continued throughout the day. It continued throughout the day. This hadn't been an issue all day. So you had that part going on as well. Offensively, listen, I don't know what to make of Kenny Pickett and what he did yesterday. Listen, he did an admirable job. It's a tough position to get thrown in that early in the game. You got that much time left. Listen, he started off a little shaky. I thought he made some plays at times, but he's Kenny Pickett. Like, I'm not about to kill Kenny Pickett and blame him for yesterday's loss. He was okay. We lost that game because defensively, we couldn't get off the field. Now, I will say this. Offensively, you get 5 turnovers, you got to score more than 13 points off the turnovers. So that would help. But when you talk about collective and an all-inclusive, That's what that loss was yesterday. They all had a part in that loss yesterday.
215-592-9494. So I feel like I'm way more upset about the loss than everybody else is. And I agree with you in terms of, look, they lost a division game on the road against a good team. They had won 10 straight games. In a vacuum, that game itself, you lose some games, you win some games, whatever. They win most of them. But I think given the context of where the season is and how important that game was, I thought it was a sloppy, undisciplined performance from the team, and I thought this is the first time in weeks that I'm like, what are we doing from a coaching standpoint yesterday? So here's like why I think that was a pretty disastrous loss. We went from having a real chance at the one seed to no chance at the one seed. And I know everyone is confident in the team, but having to win three games in the playoffs rather than two, having to play the championship game on the road rather than at home, those are massive, massive differences. And it's why our Super Bowl odds are longer today than they were 2 days ago. It wasn't about how we performed yesterday. It was about the results of losing the game. And it was all preventable. Like, there was so much there that was preventable. I agree with you. Look, the offense is not going to look as good with Kenny Pickett as it does with Jalen Hurts. There's no chance that's going to happen. That's why Jalen Hurts is a starter and Kenny Pickett is the backup. But they did enough to win the game, I felt like, offensively. We ended up with 33 points. We're averaging 26 points. We have four personal fouls on defense. Four. We have two from CJGJ, the second one getting him thrown out of the game. We have Jalen Carter pushing over an offensive lineman after the play is done. We have Milton Williams pushing over a quarterback after the play is done. All very easy calls to make. We can cry about the refs, but those were very easy calls to make. It's so easy to make this about, well, we didn't have our starting quarterback. But we also had the 12-man on the field disaster. Yep. And also, like, we can make jokes about and Devontae Smith, look, he dropped the pass, but that's an enormous drop to have. Like, they win the game if he catches that pass. And we go back to the Atlanta game, and we said the same thing. Yes. It's not like, you know, Jalen, it wasn't the greatest game in the world, but he put the ball where he needed to put it on that big play, and Saquon dropped the ball just like Devontae dropped in this one. So I just, like, from and I know people will disagree with me on this, when Devontae drops that pass, I go for it on fourth down, on fourth and two. The early passing from Kenny Pickett was there the entire game. If there's one thing that he does pretty well, was get the ball out quickly, get the ball out accurately in those quick passing plays for 5-6 yards, I would have gone for it. But I just can't. From a coaching perspective, I can't give Nick credit week after week after week after week after week when they come ready to play. But when they do what they did yesterday, it just seemed like the defense took their eye off the ball yesterday and did not play with discipline, did not play with focus. That's why we had three touchdown drives in the fourth quarter, each of over 50 yards. And I know we're giving them a short field with special teams. Yes. But
that's huge. It's
enormous.
That's huge.
You can't let that happen. And I thought, I don't think the Eagles season ended yesterday. That's not what I'm saying.
Of course not.
That's not what I'm saying. But I do think our road to the Super Bowl got exponentially harder after losing that game yesterday. That is what's frustrating, because the game was there to win. Kenny Pickett or no Kenny Pickett, the game was right there, and we didn't grab it.
But it only got harder because you're not going to host the NFC Championship game.
And because you have to play a first-round game, and you wouldn't have otherwise.
Yeah, but that falls in the host of the NFC Championship game.
But that,
as the number one seed, which we already knew it was going to be tough for them to get. They still needed help, even if they won every game.
They did. But
they needed help.
It went from 40% chance to
5% chance. I agree with that, but I'm saying the only reason that is, it's not because they are a less talented team.
No.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying.
Yes. Right?
So that's what I'm saying. I'm painting a picture of, they lost a game yesterday and they lost home field advantage. They're still, from a talent standpoint, in my opinion, the best team in the league. They did that yesterday on the road with a backup quarterback that played 90% of the game. 90% of the game. They did that yesterday with the backup quarterback.
I agree with you. I don't think less of the team.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But
that's my point.
The circumstances make it a way worse loss.
Which is why I've been yelling about the number one seed
I agree with you. I said last
like
week.
The whole time how important the number one seed was. I've been yelling about that for weeks.
I agree with you. And by the way, last week when we got that win over Pittsburgh and Detroit lost, you were right. I conceded that. I was right. The one seed was there. It was not only us. We had to win out, but we also it was there, and we lost that yesterday. Jack, your thoughts on the loss?
Yeah, so I'm actually glad they lost, and it's not from the you hate the Eagles, blah, 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 blah. I think getting a loss, refocusing, the one seed felt like a long shot anyway. The two seed's locked up. The two seeds.
It's
locked.
Not locked.
Yes,
up.
It is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
It is not locked.
Yes,
up.
Yes, it is.
The division isn't even locked up, Jack. The two seed is not locked up.
The two seed is locked up.
It is not locked up.
So now they can spend the next 2 weeks getting more ready for the postseason. They can rest some players. They can give up this faulty idea of going for the rushing title.
Do you think it's impossible they lose to Dallas?
Not impossible.
Okay, so the two seeds
well,
not
Jaylen
locked up.
Doesn't
then.
Play. If Jaylen plays, yes, they're not losing.
Cooper Rush playing pretty good football.
I don't give a damn what Cooper Rush is doing.
But, like, this team, I think it was good to have that kind of game yesterday to show that they are not invincible. And it's good to get a loss
show that
out.
They're not invincible.
Yes, it's always
good. Who the hell's out to prove that they're not invincible?
Well, they showed up yesterday feeling like they were invincible.
But I'm saying, who's out looking for that? To prove that we're not – what Eagles fan is saying, I want to make sure we're not invincible.
All I'm trying to do is look on the bright side of what happened yesterday. It wasn't that big of a deal. They played sloppy, and Jaylen got hurt. If he plays, they win. They're going to lock up the two seed, and it was a good reminder that it's they're not invincible.
Well, here's the thing. I agree with mostly that, except the no nonsense about there's a reminder that it's not invincible. Only you would be thinking about that. Spike is right. Technically, the number two seed isn't locked up because the division is not even locked up. If they lose the next two games and Washington wins the next two games, I think Washington wins the division. So we haven't clinched the division technically yet.
Which we could have done yesterday.
Yeah.
Which we could have done. All right.
I'm just saying.
You guys are living in no. scaredy cat territory?
No.
I mean, are you kidding me?
I'm just being honest.
We're going to lose the next two to Dallas and the corpse of the Giants?
Listen, quite frankly... You're looking at somebody that my consolation prize was always 21-05.
The rushing record?
Damn right. That's still in play.
It is in play.
He may have to play the final game of the season. Mm-hmm. So that was always my consolation prize. Did you see him yesterday running?
Yeah.
It looked a lot different without Jaylen in there.
Well, and he still has 70-yard touchdown.
And by the way, that is the last thing I'll say from a coaching standpoint. I don't understand if you're going to have Kenny Pickett in there, who, by the way, is capable of running the ball. He's not Jaylen, but he's capable of running the ball. If he's not going to run the ball, if he's not ever going to run the ball, why is every handoff out of shotgun like it's an RPO if he's never going to run the ball? Like, why are we not under center?
For sure.
Why are we not running the ball that way? Why are we not adjusting the game plan with a completely different quarterback in there? I can't figure
they
it out.
They will this week if Jaylen can't play.
And by the way, Nick Foles used to run the ball in the RPO occasionally just to show the defense that it could happen. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he was instructed not to run it or if he chose not to run it.
Well,
he's acting like...
That's him saying, no, just give the ball to Saquon.
Well, you know, like Kenny, I got news for you. If you get hurt, there's another guy too. So I don't mind you running the ball. Go ahead. All right, 215-592-9494.
You know, Kenny's out there like, hell, I'm trying to stay out here.
Yeah,
well... Yeah. But he also had hurt ribs and a hurt wrist at one point.
That's what I'm saying.
He said, I'm not running. You run the football.
All right. Corey in Columbus starts us off. Corey, you're on WIP.
I'm going to hit y'all with the Aaron Rodgers, the R-E-L-A-X. Man, relax.
Been trying to tell people that, Corey.
You getting so aggressive. So you think we going to lose? Even if we lose to Dallas, you think we lose to the Giants?
I don't know. I don't think so. No.
Oh, with your boy Dable.
We're not losing to the Giants. And even if we do, if the Giants is dumb enough to win that game and drop from the first pick to the eighth pick, I hope they do that too. Because they dumb as hell if they do that. Second of all.
That's another way to look at it. Yeah.
So second of all, look. Yesterday, everybody. Hey, MVP, right? MVP. Our three best players on the team did uncharacteristic things. You had a major drop. From Saquon, Devontae, and AJ, which on third down.
Yep, sabotaging Kenny.
I'm not giving Saquon a drop there. That was a play.
Oh.
That
was a dime.
That was a play.
Listen.
That was a play from the linebacker who finished a play and knocked the ball out of there. A drop is what happened with Devontae Smith. That's a drop. That's a pass breakup from a Hall of Fame linebacker. I'm not giving Saquon a drop there. And it was an underthrown ball.
Dime.
But what I'm saying is, like, normally, like 99% of the time, all three of them is catching that ball, even if it was a great play. Like, normally, they making them catches, right? So it's like, it took that, you know, our defense, Quinion Mitchell, I don't know what happened to him yesterday. He gave us a touchdown in the week. I don't know if he got bored, because, you know, they don't ever throw to him, so I don't know if he was a little bit lackadaisical or what. Like it gave the defense having the performance they had.
Well, the Mitchell thing, he bit on a fake. I mean, that's exactly what he got faked out of his shoes. I mean, he just he's had a great rookie season, but he got beat yesterday.
Right. But what I'm saying is it's part of the game. I'm not going to sit up here. I get what you're saying. You upset. We had a chance to clinch all that. I guess, but like, let's be realistic. It was a bad game. Like, y'all sit up here, and I know ain't nobody say that yet. I've just seen a lot of, you know, innuendo and alluding to. When Michael Jordan ain't out there, it ain't out there.
Oh, here we go.
No.
He ain't out there.
No, no.
They scored 33 points, Corey.
When you need somebody to close the game, he can do that. And what I'm saying is,
can he put the ball right in his hands? What are you talking about?
Can you get that interception with Reed Blake?
Can he throw it right in his hands, Corey? What are you talking about?
Ball back. All I'm saying is, it wouldn't even have got to that. It wouldn't even have got to that.
Oh, okay.
So what I'm saying is, We played a bad game yesterday. We gonna rebound from it. I'm not gonna sit up here and cry and act like it's over. Okay, we not gonna get the one seed. We lost the game. All right, Cowboys up next. All right, like, don't give it. Act like just don't.
Cowboys look tough right now.
Yeah, all right. And we don't.
That was a good game. That was a good game last night. No, you're right. No, and we'll be at home.
It took all that yesterday just for the Commanders to win with 6 seconds left. Like, it took off. The Commanders had to have – Jaden Daniels had 9 lives yesterday. Everybody praised me. He turned the ball over twice, right?
Yeah, yep.
So it's like, it took all of that for him to score on that last drive. We gave it up. Okay. That's bad.
And that was after another short kickoff. What the hell was going on with the kickoffs yesterday?
And that's something else, too. The special teams. We got to figure that. We got to get that figured out, too. And on the defense, I got to say this one thing. Darius Slay, he a great player. But this offseason, we got to move on from him. The in and out of the game, the dealing with the injuries and all that.
I don't know about that.
He was physical yesterday.
I don't know about it. I don't know if I'm moving.
I don't know.
I hear you. I'm just saying, I had the thought yesterday during the game, we might need to bring Slay back. That was my thought.
Nervous with the in and out of the game. Like, it's like when you go in and out the game, that's the problem. And I'm going to end it with this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what nobody say about them personal foul penalties. If we on the street, and I can say the wildest thing ever to you, if I get punched in the face, you getting arrested.
So yeah, that was crazy. Referees, yeah, that was crazy. Yeah.
If you put your hands on me, you better get it right. That's all I got.
No, that was crazy. That was crazy, the personal foul thing with CJGJ.
Well, at the very least, they both get personal fouls on that one. So CJGJ still gets thrown out later in the game.
Right.
Right? You know, like, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I need to know what he said.
Right.
During the Brendan Graham show today,
I can only imagine what he said.
Yeah, it'd be pretty bad.
Well, given what he said on his Instagram Live.
Yeah, I was going to say, it probably was a bunch of name calling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did he say on his IG Live? I didn't hear.
Oh, he was just cursing out the refs.
Oh, okay.
And he doesn't know why I got kicked out of the game and stuff like that.
215-592-9494. Reese in North Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Reese?
What's wrong? Randy, I heard that.
I'm good.
The voice of reason's here. What's up, Reese?
Yeah, how you going to blame this loss on Jalen?
Listen, I'm going to give you, first of all, we got to give Jalen Daniels credit, man. He's a problem. He's going to be a problem this year. So that's one of the reasons, of the two reasons we lost.
Mm-hmm.
The second reason we lost, if the quarterback slides feet first and don't go head first trying to get extra yards, he don't get hurt. And then his team can depend on him the rest of the game. If we going to win the Super Bowl, another one of my issues with the quote-unquote all he do is win. Technically, he lost yesterday. That one on his record. But he got to stay in the game. He can't be risking his health. He's one player. He can't risk his health. And another thing, before I get cut off, if Hurts don't get hurt yesterday, I don't think we scored 33 points because before he went out, he was 1-for-4 for 11 yards. So I think people got to really look at the defense and understand that we don't score 33 points that much.
So you found the way to say that Jalen not protecting himself is the reason why he's at fault the Eagles lost yesterday.
$50 million for a reason. He has to make smarter.
Well, I guess you're right. Quarterback sliding feet first don't get injured, right?
I have never seen Hurts get injured slide deep first. No, I haven't.
Oh, you've never seen Hurts get injured, but you have seen
that's
other
quarterbacks
get injured.
That's the quarterback of my team. That's the quarterback of my team.
Oh, okay.
I'm not worried about nobody else.
Oh, okay. No, we're just talking about we're talking about the act of sliding feet first, and you're saying that's what he should have done, as if he automatically would not have gotten injured. So I brought up the fact that other quarterbacks who have slid feet first have wind up getting injured as well.
And Trevor Lawrence's season.
Well, he knows exactly what I'm talking about. He knows exactly what I'm talking about.
No, but what I'm saying is Hurts takes too many hits. There's times he don't. There's times he tries to run dudes over. It's just not a smart.
Reese, do me a favor. Like, if we're going to do this, and I don't mind doing it because it's stimulating to a certain degree, and I enjoy it, you can't do it when a guy plays 11 snaps and gets concussed, tried to come back in the game and was ruled out by the NFL. Like, if you're going to do the I'm the Hurts hater, and I'll rip him every time, it's kind of distasteful when a guy sustained a concussion and you're going down that road. Like, let's do it with a little bit more couth. Let's do it with a little bit more couth, because you're on our airwaves wasting time with this shtick, and I'm good with it. I'll go along with it, but you got to give me something that's more than just I'm just doing it for the sake of doing it, if you really want me to entertain it. Because we're wasting the listeners' time with this. You're not bringing anything to the table. If you want to talk about the game and why they lost, we can do that. You're talking about Jalen Hurts, who went out after 11 plays after he got concussed. There is no point in what you're saying other than to try to be cute.
Tried to run the ball too much, and then he makes plays that's not smart as a quarterback. Forget yesterday. He makes plays every week where he's trying to run somebody over.
The discussion today, other than Jalen Hurts being available next week, is all I want to entertain. You can save that for somebody else's. You can save this for somebody else. Well, I'm just saying, I just find it distasteful when a guy has a concussion and you want to debate his play from the day before. Like, I don't have time for that. So you can save that for another show, is what I'm telling you. I love you, Reese. I don't want you to be discouraged by this, but there's levels to what we do from 2 to 6. There's levels to what we do from 2 to 6. Now, you stepped in an area where you probably should have just thought about it before you decided to step in that area today. Jalen Hurts ain't the issue today. Okay? All right, I'm good. I say what I need to say. I'm good.
He got Danny Cannell.
I mean, you got to read the room, brother. Like, I ain't in the mood for that today.
All right, 215-592-9494. We'll hear what Baldy thought.
Your freaking quarterback got a concussion, and you want to do a Jalen Hurts stick today. Hey, I'm not in the mood for that.
We will find out what Baldy thought of Kenny Pickett's performance next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. If you need a last-minute holiday gift, how about a Chickies and Pete's gift card? Everybody always loves those. You can get them here in person or online at chickiesandpetes.com. As I said, this is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.